One of the very few humorous incidents I saw during those terrible days before Shuri occurred toward the end of the awful stalemate. Two Marines from the other mortar squad were dug into the left of my gun pit. One morning, at the first pale light of dawn, I heard a commotion in their foxhole. I could hear a poncho being flung aside as someone began thrashing around. There were grunts and swearing. I strained my eyes through the steaming rain and brought the Tommy gun up to my shoulder. From all indications, one or more Japanese had slipped up on the weary occupants of the foxhole, and they were locked in a life-and-death struggle. But I could do nothing but wait and alert other men around us. The commotion grew louder, and I could barely make out two dark figures struggling in the foxhole. I was utterly helpless to aid a buddy in distress, because I couldn't identify who was Marine and who was Japanese. None of us dared leave his own foxhole and approach the two. The enemy soldier must have already knifed one of the Marines and was grappling with the other, I thought. The dark figures rose up. Standing toe-to-toe, they leaned into each other and exchanged blows with their fists. Everyone's eyes were fixed on the struggling figures, but could see little in the semi-darkness and pouring rain. The mumblings and swearing became louder and understandable, and we heard, "You dumb jerk, give me that range card. It's mine." I recognized the voice of a man who had come into Company K before Okinawa. "No, it's not. It's mine. You better give me it. I don't take no crap from nobody." The latter was the familiar voice of Santos, a Peleliu veteran. We all started in surprise. "Hey, you guys, what the hell's going on over there?" growled an NCO. The two struggling figures recognized his voice and immediately stopped hitting each other. "You 2-8 balls," the NCO said as he went over to them. "It would have served you right if we had a shot you both. We figured a nip had got in your foxhole." Each of the two battlers protested that the other was the cause of all the trouble. The light was good by then, and some of us went over to their foxhole to investigate. "What's all the row about?" I asked. "This, by God, nothing but this," snarled the NCO as he glared at the two sheepish occupants of the foxhole and handed me a range card. I was puzzled why two Marines would squabble over a range card. A 5x7-inch range card came in each canister of 60mm mortar ammunition. It contained printed columns of numbers denoting range, sight setting, and number of powder increments to be attached to each mortar shell for a given range. Thus the cards were as common as ammo canisters. But when I looked at the card, I saw it was special and unique. Impressed on it, in lipstick, was the ruby-red imprint of a woman's lips. The men had found the unique card in a canister while breaking out ammo for the guns the previous afternoon, and had argued all night about who would keep it. Toward dawn, they came to blows over it. The NCO continued to chew them out as I handed the card back to him and returned to my foxhole. We all got a good laugh out of the episode. I often wondered what that woman back in that ammunition factory in the States would have thought about the results of her efforts to add a little morale booster for us in a canister of mortar ammo.